cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 9th, 2009. I always advise the newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com, where you can find hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past, where I try to give you information that is out there. It's just not in the regular media, but it's certainly out there in old libraries with old books, to show you that the world is guided along a particular path, along a strategic path. And those in control work intergenerationally through big foundations mainly. And that's why they can pull off what they want as their future. They bring it into being. Mammoth task indeed. But it's not so hard when you realize that those who fund it are really just over a dozen world banking families who fund all the foundations, but then fund all the NGOs or non-governmental organizations who demand from government that which the government has been put in place to listen to. That's the new type of democracy. And we're living through the most momentous changes, really, in history. I think Rockefeller himself talked about this change and said it'd be bigger than the beginnings of the Industrial Revolution, where millions of people were forced with the power of the purse off their lands into the big cities that were just thrown up, industrial cities, massive upheaval and people moving across countries. So we're going through the big changes, the new world order, as Mr. Brown himself declared at the G20 meeting. It entails everything that we've ever known, because most people will certainly have a hard time remembering shortly what they've ever known, to go into rapid, rapid change. Also look into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download for print up, written in the various languages of Europe. You can also keep me going, or at least taking over, by purchasing that which is on my website for sale at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, or donate to me. And remember, those in the US are fine with personal checks. They're okay for Canada. And you can also write to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, Estaire, Ontario, Canada, P3E4N1, that's P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. And you can also help me out that way too, because some people do listen to the show and they don't look into the site, so they don't know where to send anything. We're on, as I say, the greatest role for many, many centuries that Brzezinski, the Rockefellers, and others have written about in their own books. Mind you, they were writing about this 30, 40 years ago, because they knew this was part of their goal, this world empire. And those before them were churning out their books, those in the same positions, high-level technocrats, from the beginning of the 1900s onwards, to do with the brave new world they're going to bring in, all based in a form of Darwinism, where humanity are animals and therefore they can be reshaped and remade, remolded into any kind of society, any kind of new society. And based on the ideas of Darwin, we saw that this was the Soviet Union, where they had the Soviet man was to be the new man, and Nazi Germany, it was the Superman. And today, it's towards the perfect world citizen, who is a good producer and consumer, as they call it. And I think that's the music coming in, so I'll be back with more after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing not just the changes that have come up or have already come up, but the ones to come up, a whole world to be transformed. And we don't have to guess at it anymore because the leaders are all coming out across the world at the same time giving the exact same speeches as though it's a done deal. What they're really declaring is the triumph of the end of sovereignty of individual nations. It's all been done through stealth and through treaty signing for an awful long time. And it's sewn up because all the boys on board that are placed in to be the tops of countries all belong to the same organizations. And upheaval is to come. It's amazing that when 2001 happened and the speech was made very quickly, I think it was by Cheney or Rumsfeld, he says that nothing will ever be the same again. They weren't kidding. And I knew they weren't kidding. And if we look at the changes that have happened since then across the world, simultaneously with the same laws being rammed through, with the same security measures being rammed through, identical measures, it tells you that all of these countries were already involved in treaties to implement all of those actions, and that takes a long time to prepare. Therefore, 9/11 was just the trigger that allowed them to put it all into action. But really, the machinery for it had already been done. All the negotiations had been done. Everybody was on board. And it's the same thing with everything else that's happened since and what's still happening as we go into the closer ties with each other, as they call them, closer ties. There's different terms they use about amalgamation, and closer ties is one of them. Integration, of course, is the obvious other. And people will think, well, what's wrong with that? Sounds nice. What's wrong with all being part of a nice world system? This is the kind of stuff they've put into science fiction books for 50 or 60 years. But everything's fine until you really look at it and say, well, who's running the system? Where do they want to go? Remember, those boys in the foundations ran eugenics societies. They still do, by the way. Just call them bioethics societies. And one of their main targets is depopulation. The term sustainable development was meant to substitute for that. It sounds better than depopulation. And people are being reared from kindergarten onwards to have these mantras about sustainable development, not realizing that it means that perhaps if the authorities say that you're not fit to breed, or there's too many of you, you're just an ordinary person that would produce an ordinary offspring, we don't need you, then you could be sterilized. That's what's coming down the pike, because these boys at the top are on a roll now. They don't even have to start drafting up legislation. I'm sure they already have it and have had it discussed as well at very high levels. I've read some reports from societies that now advise governments, like the Optimum Population Foundation or Trust. And in this brave new world, because we're all primitive, according to those at the top, we haven't evolved as far as those at the top, we're all primitives, then we all have to be watched and monitored from birth to death and readjusted along with the upgraded political correctness as it keeps changing. This is exactly what George Orwell warned us about in his book 1984. And he calls different techniques doublethink, where you will have two opposing ideas in your head about the same topic at the same time. And somehow you'll be able to manage that. And you must be able to, for the bureaucratic classes initially, then the rest of the population, to forget all that you've been told before when you're told another reason for something and parrot that as though it's always been that way. That's where we are today. Here's an article from The Guardian Weekly. It says, Big Brother is watching. Surveillance box to track drivers is backed. Then they always tell us it's a privacy row brewing. Well, that's nonsense, because I've seen these privacy people before in government. There's always a minister appointed, and they tell you themselves they have no power to stop anything. So it says here, this is Tuesday the 31st of March 2009. Government is backing a project to install a communication box in new cars to track the whereabouts of drivers anywhere in Europe. Well, you see, they've really all been doing that all along, under the guise of insurance fraud and saving people from getting their car stolen. But it says The Guardian can reveal, under the proposals, vehicles will emit a constant heartbeat, revealing the location, speed and direction of travel. The EU officials behind the plan believe it will significantly reduce road accidents. They talk to us as though we're children. How would it reduce anything? Reduce road accidents, congestion, and carbon emissions. A consortium of manufacturers has indicated that the router device could be installed in all new cars as early as 2013. So they can add that to the one they've already put in the car. However, privacy campaigners warned last night that a European-wide car tracking system would create a system of almost total road surveillance. Well, that's the point of it. That's what it's all for. Details of the Cooperative Vehicle Infrastructure Systems project, they love these long terms, CVIS, at £36 million. This is an EU initiative backed by the car manufacturers and telecoms industry, will be unveiled this year. Of course, they're all going to benefit out of it financially. And guess who will have to pay for the extra? But The Guardian has been given unpublished documents detailing the proposed uses for the system. They confirm that it could have profound implications for privacy, enabling cars to be tracked within a meter, more accurate than current satellite navigation technologies. What they can also do is shut your car down, just like the OnStar program. The European Commission has asked governments to reserve radio frequency on the 5.9 gigahertz band, essentially setting aside a universal frequency on which CVIS technology will work. Well, you know, if Britain is doing it, they're going to do it here too. Because whatever Britain does now is copied immediately worldwide. The Department for Transport said there were no current plans to make installations of the technology mandatory. Now, they always give you about a few months where it's voluntary. However, those involved in the project describe the UK as one of the main state backers. Of course, it is. Transport for London has also hosted trials of the technology. So, this is the world we're going into. There was planned before 9/11 happened, in fact, because I saw similar articles floating the idea back in the 90s. And that's what they call trial balloons. They put up a trial balloon to see what the feedback is from the public. It lets them know if the public really are paying attention or even care. And it gives them an idea of when to proceed and how to proceed and implement it. Trial balloons. Also predictive programming. And to be honest with you, the people have bowed down so low today to comply with everything that's happened. I don't see any problem with them bowing even lower. It's the way it is. And it's strange now because I've been talking today to someone about cyber war and how the internet was given to the public because it's the best way to monitor everyone. Everyone must be predictable in a totalitarian regime. And I was thinking, too, about the nonsense we read recently about China hacking, I don't know, a dozen countries or maybe more into governments' computers and taking data from them and even putting in software and reprogramming them. Now, you think about this. Every government in the world has pushed and pushed for you to put all your data on the internet and to use the cashless society, electronic banking. The same governments have all got the same regulations to do with your spyware and the computers themselves. Every computer sold to the public in every country must be hackable by government agencies. That means that all the spyware that you buy, and even what you think is the best that you can buy, must be bypassable by the government agencies, so it won't keep them out. Plus, they've installed backdoors in the computers. Now, if you think you have an enemy, if you truly thought there was an enemy across the sea somewhere, and that enemy can hack into the government computers, that means that same enemy could also wipe out every account, bank account, of all of you out there who do all your cashless banking. And that's called economic warfare. You trash that, the economy goes right down and we're all sunk. But that's not happened, has it? Hasn't happened. But these supercomputers used by a supposed enemy have hacked into the government computers, we're told. Well, what chance would we truly have against this, done against us ourselves? We'd have none with our little AVGs and spy bots and all the rest of it that we're allowed to purchase. None at all. Which tells you there are no enemies because they never set it up and put their own public or slaves at risk of being conquered by someone else. Very simple. From, I think it's called Wired, the Wired magazine, on May the 13th, 2008, come back 2008, this is the article I've mentioned before. Air Force aims for full control of any and all computers. It says the Air Force wants a suite of hacker tools to give it access to and full control of any kind of computer there is. And once the info warriors are in, the Air Force wants them to keep tabs on their adversary's information infrastructure undetected. Back with more after these messages.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, showing the listeners that when these guys talk about doing something, they always do it. And there are people, including myself, who seem to get hacked pretty regularly now, who are speaking out about what's happening in the world. I guess that's the evidence to ourselves, really, that we're being targeted because we're saying something that is at least being a nuisance to those in control. And to be honest with you, I don't think that you can do much more than be a nuisance, because I really do think it's almost all sewn up, except for those who can still think. That's the only thing in our favor. There are still people today who haven't succumbed and who can still think for themselves. They know what's going on. They're sentient. But to continue with this article from Wired, it says, the government is growing increasingly interested in waging war online. The Air Force recently put together a cyberspace command with a charter to rule networks the way its fighter jets rule the sky. To rule networks. I'm not kidding. The Department of Homeland Security, DARPA, and other agencies are teaming up for a five-year, $30 billion national cybersecurity initiative. That's the start of it. They always give low numbers to start. That's low these days. That includes an electronic test range where federally funded hijackers or hackers can test out the latest electronic attacks. You used to need an army to wage a war, a recent Air Force commercial notes. Now all you need is an internet connection. introduced a two-year, $11 million effort also to put together hardware and software tools for dominant cyber offensive engagement. Of interest are any and all techniques to enable user and or root level access, a request for proposals, notes to both fixed PC or mobile computing platforms, any and all operating systems, patch levels, applications and hardware. This isn't just some computer scientific study, mind you. Research efforts under this program are expected to result in complete functional capabilities. It says the proposal is to knock down enemy websites with military botnets, they call them. The research lab is encouraging a sneaky, slow and low approach. Preferred attack consists of lying quiet and then stealthily exfiltrating information from adversaries' networks. I know people who've had their hard drives fried with these, and they admit they can fry their hard drive. I've read the articles from that as well. So simple, because after all, the military industrial complex were using the internet long before we even knew it existed. They gave it to the public, a lower grade version, mind you. So naturally, they made it and designed it, the stuff for the public, to be hackable and destructible as well, if need be, when you become a nuisance. But it's interesting to watch this actually take place, and it's certainly interesting to watch it happen when it happens to you. Here's another article along similar lines. This is from Mother Jones, of all magazines. And it says here, a new bill would give the president emergency authority to halt web traffic and access private data. It's from April 2nd, 2009. Should President Obama have the power to shut down the domestic internet traffic during a state of emergency? Well, if you don't know it, we're in a perpetual state of emergency. Senators John Rockefeller and Olympia Snowe think so. On Wednesday, they introduced a bill to establish the Office of the National Cybersecurity Advisor, an arm of the executive branch that would have vast power to monitor and control internet traffic, to protect against threats to critical cyber infrastructure. The broad power is rattling some civil libertarians. It says it also has a PDF of the whole bill here, by the way, and it says here, the bill does not define a critical information network or a cybersecurity emergency. That definition will be left to the president. The bill does not only add to the power of the president, it also grants the Secretary of Commerce access to all relevant data concerning critical networks without regard to any provision of law, regulation, rule, or policy restricting such access. This means that he or she can monitor or access any data on private or public networks without regard to privacy laws. Rockefeller made cybersecurity one of his key issues as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which he chaired until last year. He now heads the Committee on Commerce, Science and Transportation, which will take up this bill. We must protect. It's great. They move chairs, don't they? But they take the same bills with them. This is one of his babies. We must protect our critical infrastructure at all costs, from our water to our electricity, to banking, traffic lights, and electronic health records. The list goes on, Rockefeller said in a statement. Snow echoed her colleague, saying, if we fail to take swift action, we regrettably risk a cyber Katrina. Yeah. But the white powers outlined in the Rockefeller-Snow legislation has at least one internet advocacy group worried. The cybersecurity threat is real, says Leslie Harris, head of the Center for Democracy and Technology. But such a drastic federal intervention in private communication technology and networks could harm both security and privacy. It could undermine the Electronics Communication Privacy Law, says CDT Senior Counsel Greg Noyum. That law, enacted in the mid-80s, requires law enforcement to seek a warrant before tipping or tapping into data transmissions between computers. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I'm Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just showing you how everything's on a rampage now towards a particular goal. We have many goals to fulfill, different levels. Some are 5-year plans, some are 10-year plans, some are 30, some 50-year plans. That's their MO. Intergenerational Fabian alterations to achieve their beautiful new world order. And today I was talking to someone about communism. And I said, you know, we're basically under the Soviet regime. And if you don't mention that to the public and mainstream, the public, unfortunately, will not come to that conclusion by themselves. Brzezinski was quite correct. He talked about the scientific indoctrinations and even using technotronic warfare on the public, of which he said they'd be completely unaware. But he said they'll shortly be unable to reason for themselves. They'll expect the media to do the reasoning for them. Therefore, they can give you all the symptoms of what was called the Soviet system, but just don't mention communism. And if you don't mention it, the general public will never catch on and say, my goodness, this is kind of familiar. And remember, collectivism is another term for communism that the Club of Rome used when they said they preferred that system to run a world. That's what they're going to model all of this on. That's why, by the way, that's why China is the model state for the world. We've all to emulate them. This is an article from, I think it's the Associated Press yesterday. Beijing. This is Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says his two-day visit to Beijing this year is part of the creation of a new world order. That's just what Brown said, isn't it? At the G20 meeting, a new world order. So all the ones that you thought were opposing each other and they play this game in public are all going in the same direction, using the same terminology. Isn't that kind of odd, folks? And just for the hard of thinking, I'll repeat that. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez says his two-day visit to Beijing this week is part of the creation of a new world order. The frequent U.S. critic who was to meet with China's president and Communist Party leader Hu Jintao on Wednesday told reporters when arriving the evening before that power in the world was shifting from America to countries such as Iran, Japan, and China. That's exactly, of course, what Brzezinski said when he was coaching Obama. He was publishing this stuff in major magazines and so on. We are creating a new world, a balanced world, a new world order, a multipolar world, Chavez says. Multipolar world, eh? The unipolar world has collapsed. The power of the U.S. empire has collapsed. Everyday new poles of world power are becoming stronger. That's all over the Foreign Affairs magazine, the CFR's official magazine. And it's been out there like that for months, talking about the same thing. Since last year, in fact, they've been talking about this. That the U.S. must go down and new countries emerge, etc., emerging countries, and take the rightful place. Meanwhile, of course, America and some of the British Commonwealth countries have to fund it all. You see? So the unipolar world has collapsed, the power of the U.S. empire has collapsed, and new poles of world power becoming stronger. It's moving towards the east and towards the south. Chavez has made his Beijing frequent one in his global travels to promote his agenda of anti-American world unity, stopping in the Chinese capital no less than six times since during rising to power in 1998 elections. So here you have all sides, supposedly, guys who publicly yell at each other and yell about each other, all going in the same direction, seeing the same, using the same terms, giving the same reasons and explanations for it happening. And we can't quite catch on. There's a big club here. There's only one pirate ship, and they're all on board it. That's how it really is. They're all on board. And then the article goes on to talk about all their investments and things that they're doing. I'm also going to put a link up tonight about that bill that's going through. It's sitting there waiting to go through. The one, I think it was the guy from Monsanto up next to Obama, put it in. H.R. 875. It truly is so open and vague to do with food and food safety that literally they can classify your kitchen as a preparation place for food and have it government inspected. It's an open door. But also gardeners, even home gardeners, could be charged and have all their property confiscated if they don't go by certain guidelines and rules. And the people who put it forward, as I say, all work for Monsanto. So are we really surprised? Because after all, you see, in this brave new world, you have to be interdependent. You cannot be independent for water, independent for your food or anything else. You'd be antisocial if you're not interdependent on the system. Therefore, every means of being independent has been for many years, and now it's on a roll, has been taken away from you to make sure you're interdependent, meaning totally dependent on the system. That's what it means. Doublespeak is wonderful. Wonderful. Interdependence means you have no independence. Quite simple. But yeah, this is going through and it's scaring a lot of people. This article here, it says bill is sitting in committee. I don't know when it's going to go through. It probably will get rammed through. And then it goes into all the things that can happen. Legally binding state agriculture departments to enforcing federal guidelines, effectively taking away the state's power to do anything other than being food police for the federal department. Effectively criminalizes organic farming, but doesn't actually use the word organic. affects anyone growing food, even if they are not selling it but consuming it. It affects anyone producing meat of any kind, including wild game. They don't miss a thing, eh? Legislation is so broad-based that every aspect of growing or producing food can be made illegal. Every aspect of growing or producing food can be made illegal. They're not stupid at the top with their legalisms. If they wanted to make it very clear, it would be clear. The reason they leave it so vague and open is because they're going to exploit those areas and use them over you in an authoritarian manner. So there are no specifics, which is bizarre considering how long the legislation is. It says Section 103 is almost entirely about the administrative aspect of the legislation. It will allow the appointing of officials from the factory farming corporations and lobbyists and classify them as experts and allow them to determine and interpret the legislation. It says, who do you think they're going to side with? Section 206 defines what will be considered a food production facility and what will be enforced up all food production facilities. The wording is so broad-based that a backyard gardener could be fined and more. Section 207 requires that the state's Agricultural Department act as the food police and enforce the federal requirements. This takes the state's power away and is in violation of the 10th Amendment. Well, who cares about amendments anymore and all that stuff, because no one's really taking any look at that seriously for years. That's been obvious. We've even had presidents making rather sarcastic comments about them. It says here, it's an interesting connection because it's true. Didn't Stalin nationalize farming methods and enable his administration to gain control over the food supply? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't Stalin use the food to control the people? Yeah. And then Lenin did. Stalin did when he starved the Ukrainians to death and actually took all their grain from them. See, food is a weapon. His last word, legislate religion and enforce gag orders on ministers and what can and can't be said in the pulpit, instituting regulations forcing people to rely solely on the government, control the money and the food. What is that called? It's on the tip of my tongue. But I'll put up the link for that too, because it will end up where you have people coming into your kitchen. But they already have that in Britain on a voluntary basis, mind you, from the government, where people are hired to go around and come into your kitchen and check your refrigerator and advise silly old you how to store food, use food, and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. And that's where it's going to go. And you'll have penalties eventually if there's too many fatty foods, especially if they're going to start weighing you, mandatory weighing. That will come up as well. You see, we're just livestock to these people at the top. Livestock. They want to check the condition of their livestock. And unfortunately, most folk don't mind today. Don't mind. They walk through to go to their holidays in aircraft. And here's the guys come out with their socks on the floor, holding up their pants, like somebody who'd just been captured and put in a Gestapo camp. They don't complain as long as they can go to their holidays. Humiliation. How much does it take? Well, it's endless, isn't it? We've noticed that. Endless humiliation. I always think of Bertrand Russell when he says, we shall create apathy with the people. That's the sort of thing you do to create apathy. You also show massive force by state powers, internal armies, call them police or whatever you want. That also creates apathy. Well, what can I do? Makes you feel so small. This is all part of psychological conditioning and warfare. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. But that's the world that was planned long ago. That's the world we're living through. I mean, while everyone is fighting everyone else on other levels as we all go under, which I said years ago would happen. Now we've got a caller from Australia. Is Paul? Is Paul on the line there?
Hello, Mr. Allen. What? How are you doing? It's an honour to talk to you as always, sir.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. And just listening to what you were just saying, Alan, about how far will the government humiliate their people, and I think to the point of death, I reckon.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, quite sad, quite sad. And, you know, talking about, well, for Australia anyway, the emblem of the kangaroo, and I think it's the emu, about how they symbolise us as animals, basically. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I've no doubt at all. I've no doubt at all, yeah.
Yeah, because it should be a man and a woman, like, left to right, shouldn't it? I mean, in the minimum, anyway, as a human race, instead of a kangaroo and emu for Australia.
Yep. Well, it's better than Canada. See, Canada used to use the British flag, and then they pulled a con telling us we had more freedoms, and they gave us a maple leaf. And the maple leaf is a red one. And a red maple leaf is a dead one. You get that in the fall.
Oh, my God. I never would have made that connection. You're right. You're right. And just one more quick thing, Alan, about Kevin Rudd, the Prime Minister of Australia. He wanted everybody to have optic fibre throughout all of Australia, everybody having it, which would have cost billions and billions of dollars. But luckily, the opposing side, and rightfully so, said he wouldn't be able to afford to. And he kept on saying, well, it'll pay off in the end. But and I was thinking, really, my main point of that was, why optic fibre, everybody, of the internet? That seems like a form of spying and all of that.
Yes. Well, that's why they gave us internet. In fact, they could not pull all of this off and be so absolutely sure with their data collection, as they keep the pulse on everybody and the trends, and they keep the present trends. They're always ahead of the game. They couldn't pull any of this off without computers. And that goes for all police enforcement, everything. You know, in Europe, it's the same in Britain, they're all connected. All the policemen, every policeman is connected with a special system with a new radio. And he can talk to any cop across Europe. The lowly policeman can talk to any cop across Europe with this interconnected system anytime he wants. So they have their own special ones for themselves. But for the general public, we're just an open book. We are an open book for them to read daily. And they know exactly what to do. They know if there's resentment against something, which tells them how to get around it. The RAND Corporation uses this data all the time. And projects upcoming trends and how they can enforce certain things and get round objections. It's all done with data collection. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's kind of like the devil himself is kind of having a book of life for all us minions of, you know, people in this world. It's kind of like that, how he wants to track everybody and try and have, like, his own book of life, because it's kind of like the Big Brother system, Alan, in the UK of England. Of how Big Brother camera is everywhere, because I believe that the devil is not omnipresent like the Lord Jesus Christ is, and so he must have a physical eye throughout the world.
Oh, it's a physical eye. But, you know, the technique, too, is just one place removed from the old technique. If you look at the communist countries or any totalitarian country in the past, you'd have massive photographs and pictures of the leader in the streets. You'd have them in doorways, you'd have them in alleyways, you'd have them everywhere you look. Big Brother was really there, the face of Lenin or Stalin or Adolf and so on. And you go back into ancient times, in the Eye of Ra, if you were a slave in Egypt, that was everywhere you looked. There was always an Eye of Ra somewhere watching you. And psychologically, it makes you feel so tiny, small, and it made you, again, apathetic, thinking there's nothing I can do. This all-knowing eye sees every move I make. If I run off, they'll know. It's the same kind of technique. And that's one of the main objects of all of this surveillance is a psychological effect to get the public to feel apathetic. Because you do, again, true, an experiment, that which is being observed will behave differently when it knows is being observed. And so our behavior is modified when we know we're being watched. We're acting through life. People are posing and acting and constantly second-guessing themselves in case they do something that might be construed as wrong or misinterpreted as being wrong. So we're being trained through all this observation, and the cameras are part of the training system.
You're so correct. It's been an honor speaking with you, Alan. Thank you very much.
And thanks for calling. Then we'll go to Andrea from New York. Are you there, Andrea?
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hi. I was watching Reality Check Part 2, and you talk about flags, and you talk about the British and the American and the French flags and
yeah.
evolution after revolution
mm-hmm.
of the flags.
Yeah.
And the British flag, it at one time had the red and white stripes, and then the Templar cross and the St. Andrew's cross in the upper left-hand corner, right?
Yes, yeah, that was the British East India Company. That was the first major international corporation owned by the Crown and nobility.
That wasn't the British flag then?
They had the British flag in the corner of it, yeah. Hold on a second, and we'll take this up after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
I'm Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking to Andrea from New York about the flags. And continue, Andrea.
So the British East India Company flag became the British flag?
No, they already had the what they call the Union Jack. That's the cross and the St. Andrew's cross combined. You see, you understand that England started off with the Knights Templar's cross, the red cross.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and that's a sign in itself that something else was running England. But then they merged with St. Andrew's cross of Scotland because they were building up an empire, and they added to it that way as well. So when they created the corporations and, as I say, the crown, it was the first major crown corporation in the time of Elizabeth I, the first truly Rosicrucian court. They created the British East India Company, and then they had a succession of flags that kind of evolved over time. But one of their flags also was interesting because it had the stripes, of course, the red and white, horizontal, and they also had a circle of stars on a blue background for every place that they basically owned. They had a depot, a major depot in the country.
Were these white stars?
Yes, and it's interesting to see that because the European Union has got 12 stars on a blue background in a circle, and the original revolutionary flag of the U.S. Didn't have horizontal stripes of stars. It had a circle of 13 stars on a blue background, just like they did the old East India Company before they put up the British one on top of it. So it's interesting to see the same people, obviously, the same associations, obviously, down through time, using the same symbology time after time, and the public don't catch on to it.
Right.
But in the Pythagorean, remember, too, they're always talking about Pythagoras in the so-called High Masonic tradition and Fabian society. It's all part of the same thing. They use color coding as well. And, for instance, for the you ever wonder why they always have blue for conservative and police, etc.? And then when you have the labor or liberal, it's a red tie they'll wear.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the green one is in now as well. These are all sacred colors. Because
right.
Each color represents a technique of use over the public. And revolution is the red one. So you have the cap is red and the flag is red. And then under law, you always say, we're bringing in a constitution or a new government under law. Well, in comes the blue, you see.
Right, yeah.
And, of course, it's done by who? Those who are illumined. What is illumined? Those who are white. So you always have white. So it's always red, white, and blue for the High Masonic tradition. But the sacred color that's never shown until completion is green. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, my. So what about the French flag?
The French is the same. Yep, it was born in revolution, and it's red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, we live through a system of languages, and again, it's always in your face, but people don't stop to question or think. And if you look at the present world maps, look at all the small countries now that have triangles and pyramids of all kinds and sunrises, very important sunrises over water, over land, the dawning of a new day, etc. It's in our faces. And the cluster, the old cluster around the UN, very important. That's the conqueror in ancient Rome. So from Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God, all your gods go with you.
With recent